The unauthorized copy, dedicated to the greatest,
I am the king of the world. Now the problem
is,
who's gonna stop me?
Nobody
gonna stop me. I must be the greatest.
My name's Shaman.
I'm a man.
Chapter 3. Born Cassius Clay Jr., January 17th at 42, Louisville, Kentucky, he grew up. A little boy doing what a little boy do, till somebody stole his bike. Swearing up and down they would pay the price. A police officer overheard, laughed at the child and he gave advice. Told him to take that rage to fight, come to my gym and train to fight. Little did he know that would change his life, make him a star for his name and lights. As an amateur, he would bandage up anyone he faced. Through the hands, to the ledge, even then he knew the kid was destined to be great. Golden child,
I'm gonna
golden gloves on the road to Olympic gold. And wrong, everything he dreamed. Got his ticket, then his feet got cold. Brain in the eyes on the way to the fight. He made it, and in that 1960 Olympics victory, he declared himself the greatest. Critics watched his frown and his boxing style. Said he couldn't keep his guard up. He went pro and it still couldn't knock him down. Hands low, damn, you can dance so. Made him look too stiff to box. A punch too quick to clock. You get hit before you get front tick-tock. By 64, he was giving knockout predictions. What round they would hit the floor, ridiculing his opposition. Dismissed as a Louisville limb. Outspoken but never outboxed. Listed, finally gave in. And Clay got his first title shot. He even put out an album, threw a few sunny poems together, and called it I Am the Greatest. Some say the first battle rap ever. He said he knocked him out in 8, but nobody believed, nobody listened. Till the headlines came, Cassius Clay beat Sonny Liston. And after that, huge upset, he upset the world. When he announced he was a member of the Nation of Islam, he lashed back like, what was it I did wrong, huh? And in the fashion of Malcolm X, fool me had profound respect for the slave name. He said I'm free, and he became young Muhammad Ali. But enough with him got outweighed by outrage. The fear of his new newfound faith to an organization perceived as only being about me. Years later he refused to drive, denounced the war on the grounds of religious beliefs. And they hated him more. They told him go to jail or go to Vietnam. And they took his title and his boxing license. So we took it to court for 3 years long. And somewhere in that time, America realized the war was wrong. And he went from traitor to hero. And in a year or so, he was coming back strong. Moving with such grace and ease. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Can't hear what your eye can't see. Man came to fight in a century. Ali, Joe Frazier, Vaughn's matchups never no greater. First professional loss, but he will beat him in a rematch later. But Brian and Frazier lost the belt to a man by the name George Foreman. Much stronger and younger than Ali. Still he said I'm in the Fury. Then came the rumble in the jungle, promoted by Don King. 74 they went to Zaire. He got on the plane like what do I hear? They were saying Ali, my head, Ali, first. His victory made history, but it was more than just being the best. It was character, it was charisma, being someone that cares for us. You see, he redefined the word champion to a category that the rest can't be in. The unauthorized biography of Muhammad Ali. Epilogue. The next 7 years of his legendary boxing career were not without its price. And in the early 80s, he would go on to develop Parkinson's disease, presumably due to all the punishment he had endured. But that didn't stop Ali from what he calls his true life calling and humanitarian endeavors. Traveling around the world as the goodwill ambassador to us all.